好，那个我们接下来要继续上课了，请大家回来。
Just while I was on the break now, I was reminded about this though, that we never know when the technology will stop because technology is quite complex and it's very easy at times that the internet will go down or that we won't have these opportunities.
Tim 呢，突然想到，就是说其实这些科技，尤其是网络啊，虽然非常的方便，但是它，我们也要想想，有可能它在某些状况下，这个网络就不能用了。
Yeah, we can become very dependent on technology, but it can be very easy to have disruptions, and whether it's through technological breakdowns,or government regulation as well. Sometimes that technology or the opportunity we have like this can very easily stop.
就是说我们是有可能在这个科技的过程中我们太过依赖科技，但因着可能有一些机械性的问题啦，或者是政府的一个规则问题啦，我们可能哪一天就不见得能够使用网络跟全世界联络了。
I don't know if you've been reading much in the news about this, but they say that at the moment the world is going through massive supply problems because there's so much disruption in the supply chain.
不知道大家有没有最近有没有在读到这个新闻，就是整个世界呢现在正在一个资源提供，就是提供应链要出现崩解的状态。
And especially with the shipping supply lines, you know, at the ports, when ships are importing and exporting things, obviously have to offload and unload the goods at a shipping port. And because of the regulations by many governments around the world, especially relating to COVID and just so much bureaucracy, they reckon that the ports are not operating smoothly and so that the goods are not getting off and on the ships quickly now.
而在全球的供应链里面最严重受到影响的呢是这种海运，因为在这些海港，这些商业海港的很多国家因为这个新冠病毒的问题让海港的运作出现了很大的困难，所以呢这个整个运输链就有了很大的瓶颈。
And so the shipping companies are really frustrated as well as their customers of course, because the governments are just saying, well, you have to have so many pieces of paper and there's so many rules and regulations that you have to do this, and it's really disrupting the supply lines.
所以这些这个海运的公司其实非常的痛苦啊，因为各地方的海港的进出，海关的进出都变得非常的困难。
And in Europe, they're having the big problems with the trucking companies because they're having the same problems and even airlines, freight airline companies, of course, with the COVID thing. Governments are scared to open up everything. And so we're having big problems with supplies and this is causing price increases as well. A lot of inflation now.
然后在欧洲呢，他们的目前现在有非常严重的这个卡车，就是卡车司机的人数不足啊等等的问题啊。那空运也受到很大的这个影响，就是大家因为各个国家都很怕这个新冠病毒境外移入的这些新冠病毒，所以让这些机师们的飞行也变得越来越困难，所以这整个世界的这个供应链是受到非常严重的侵害。
This is because the governments are trying to control everything rather than allowing the free markets to do things independently.
所以在某一个程度来讲呢，我们可能会要去解读成这些政府他们是不是因着这个新冠病毒而去想要更控制他们自己的国家。
And the internet is the same. You know, the government likes to try to control the internet as much as it can now for reasons maybe it wants to get, you know, more tax money from people so it needs to know what people are doing. But also it wants to control the information that's being said online.
就是说政府的这些态度哈，让我们看到可能这个政府已经偏离这个自由经济越来越远。那在网络上的世界呢，也看到政府更多的监察哈，他希望能够控制网络上的各种的言行。
But again, we should never be surprised by these kind of things, because remember, Satan has a lot of control in the world. He's called the ruler of the world, and he loves to have the governments with lots of control. If he has big government control, now the governments can control the people, and Satan controls the governments, and then he can control the world a lot easier.
但我们其实不用觉得意外，因为这个世界现在还是属撒旦在管理。那如果政府它有比较强大的管理人民的权力跟作为，那这个对于撒旦来讲，他要去控制，就是政府的控制力越大，对于撒旦来讲，他就越容易经由这个政府来控制这个人民。
Now, of course, God has greater power than Satan, and Satan cannot do anything unless God allows it.
但是呢，我们不用担心，是因为神他还是真正的最大的全能的掌控者，所以撒旦所做的事情还是在某一程度是神他允许他做的。
But God does allow Satan to use his free will, just like he allows people to use their free will. And a lot of people, whatever they want to do, God, in many ways, he has to allow that according to the rules of engagement for the angelic conflict.
在这个属灵征战的里面呢，有一个很重要的原则是神一直都保有的，就是让人包括撒旦都有所谓的自由意志，我们是都可以选择我们要做。
So that's why there's so much turmoil in the world. There's a lot of problems in the world, and it's not because God has lost control, but it's because people don't know how to control themselves, and Satan is using that to rule the world.
我们必须要了解，就是现在世界的混乱并不是神失去了控制力，而是神有给撒旦，现在世界的所谓管控者是撒旦哦，他给了他一个自由意志来按照他的意思来行。
And of course people have their free will, and people are blinded to truth. When they reject the truth from the Bible, then Satan will blind them, and then Satan can control them very easily.
而我们人也有自由意志选择我们要怎么，各种选择是人用自由意志的选择的。而现在很多的人呢，他们已经算是被蒙蔽了，他们不愿意学习圣经上的真理，而他们这样的被蒙蔽也是被撒旦所用的世界的原则蒙蔽着。
And one of Satan's key goals, and we always come back to Isaiah chapter 14, and you have Ezekiel 28, we see that Satan wants to be the ruler of the world.
在以赛亚书14章12节到14节有提到。
And the other one is Ezekiel.
以西结书。
Okay, and that's in chapter 28, and I think that starts off in about verse 14 as well, somewhere around there.
在这两段经句的里面呢，我们可以看到撒旦他是要如何想要控制这个世界，然后要如何的操纵人。
But it's part of God's plan. He allows Lucifer to take control. And one strategy of Lucifer is to put as much control into the hands of the government. So you have a few people controlling a lot of people. And that makes it easier for Satan to work out his plan.
所以呢，在神给了路西佛这样的目前可以去在这个世界上面哈做他想做的，而路西佛呢，他就是有一个很大的策略，就是经由操纵政府的领导者来达成他控制世界的目的。
And when people reject God, usually people's lives should be responsible under God. If they reject God, they want the government to take responsibility for their problems and for their lives. So they're quite happy to give more control to the government, and Lucifer will take advantage of that.
而当人拒绝了神，拒绝去学习圣经上面的这些神的圣经教义，他们就很容易的会认为他可以把他的一些权力放弃，交给政府去为他做所有的决定。而路西佛撒旦就特别开心这些人让政府来控管他们的世界，那这样的话这个路西佛只要控管了政府的这些领头羊的话，他就可以控管这些人。
And there's always a lot of people, they're willing to take up that job to be agents of Satan. They say, well, I like power, and they think they're a good politician, or they think they're a good leader, and then Satan can use those people.
而一些人呢，他们能力很强，然后又很喜欢权力的人呢，就成为了这些所谓的政治人物，去进到这个政府高位。那撒旦就很高兴可以去运用这些权力欲望很强的人来达成撒旦要做的目的。
Now, we have some examples where some leaders can do a good job and they can be very sincere and then they want to help the people.
而有一些政治人物呢，这些国家的总理其实是非常愿意为人民而服务的，他是非常的好的前进的人。
But generally, most people, they use their power to expand the control of the government. And the problem is they think this is the way to help the people is to make for a big government.
而但是也真的是有很多的这些政治的领袖呢，他们其实是想要权力，想要为人民下决定啊，所以他们想要的是控制，更多的控制，所以他们就希望把政府做得更大，更有控制的力量。
And some good examples we see of this is you have the United States and then the country I was born in, New Zealand.And now Australia have all followed the same pattern over the last 50 years.
而在过去的十多年来呢，我们看到纽西兰、美国、甚至澳洲，这些国家都走进了这种逐渐的要大政府的政策里。
I've seen this happen very clearly in my own eyes. I'm 50 years old now, but I know that growing up we had a lot of freedom in the country.And people were usually quite happy with the government, and many people were going to church. So God had a big influence in their lives in all of these three places.
而现在听说他50岁了，他从这些过去的日子里面看到很清楚的，就是他自己就亲身亲验到，在早期的时候，这些地区都是非常自由，大家都很快乐在生活的，跟现在是有蛮大的差异性。
But just over the years, we've seen that we've had more what we call liberal governments, but those governments have wanted to bring in more and more laws, more and more regulation, and just almost every month, the government's always making new rules about something.
而现在的这些政府呢，却是越来越多的控制，然后几乎每个月都有新的法令来规定更多对人民的管理。
And it just happens a little bit slowly, just a little bit at a time. So there's not a sudden change. And so this is happening, we call it in a Fabian fashion. And Fabian fashion means a little bit at a time so the people don't even know what's happening.
但这些的状况呢，他们其实是逐渐在改变的，逐渐在加重他们的管理的，有点像那个我们称之为温水煮青蛙的那个状态。
And so what we see is that over the last 50 years, people are rejecting God more and more, and the governments now always are putting new rules in. But you never have a good leader who will say, okay, we need to reduce the laws of the government, or we need to reduce the control of the government.
所以在这些年来，这15年、20年来，他看到的是这些政府就是逐渐的在增加对人民的控管，各种大大小小的管理法令越来越多，而从来没有一个政治领袖出来说我们要减少这些控管，让人民有更多一点的自由选择权。
And as long as people reject God, this will always be the trend.
而这只要是当一个地区的人他们这个拒绝神，就会看到这个整个世界就越来越有这样的好像所谓的大政府的状态。
And as the governments get more control over the people, and the people like that, and the governments, they like that control, they realize that they need to try to keep people away from God.
The thing is, they reject God, so there's no rules in their heart, and everybody feels insecure, so they give more rights to the government.
Exactly, that's right. That's right, because they don't have that normal security that would come from a relationship with God. So, you know, the government promises this security and prosperity.
就是当一个地区的人民呢，他们心中没有了神，也没有圣经的教导，他们也会感受到这个世界坏的东西越来越多，那他们就越来越缺乏安全感，所以他们就会让政府拥有更大的权力来管理这些人。其实他们是要希望是管理别的人，他们希望从政府的管理中得到比较多的安全感，所以这整个就变成一个恶性循环。
And again, at the same time, Satan is going to promote people that are against the Christians as well. So if he has the power to do that, you have more and more government leaders which are not Christian or against Christians.
而这就是撒旦可以利用的状态，就是当越来越多的人不是基督徒，然后他们越来越没有安全感，然后他们就会选出那些也是比较大政府主义的非基督徒的这些政治领袖。
And especially in a democracy, you see that in the old days, it was very important that if people were going to vote for a prime minister or president, they would vote for someone who was a Christian. They would say, is this man a Christian? This is like in the United States, in New Zealand, in Australia. But nowadays, they don't care about that. In fact, I think they prefer someone who's not a Christian.
在早期的时候呢，像纽西兰、澳洲、美国这种都是属于基督徒为主的国家，他们在选择一个政治领袖投票的时候，他们会先看看他是不是一个虔敬的基督徒。可是现在呢，大家已经完全不会管是不是基督徒了，甚至他们甚至想要选一个不是基督徒的为他们的最终的想法。
So what's the application that we can make from this?
所以我们应该怎么样做呢？
Well, one thing we have to realize, because we're talking about how we use technology to learn from the Bible, to do our Bible studies, but one thing is that we can never be sure that we will always have this opportunity.
在我们的生活上要理解一件事情，就是我们当然可以利用科技来学习，但是我们要知道我们有一天可能会失去这样的科技性的好处。
Okay, so we need to keep praying to God. We can be giving thanks that we do have these opportunities and keep praying that we have the freedom to be able to study like this.
所以我们必须要跟神持续的祷告，求神给我们这样的科技的优势，让我们可以在科技的帮助下，让我们可以一直的学习神的教导。
And from a practical point of view, and I've reminded you about this in the past, you know, we have the websites and there's other websites you might know about. I've got them on the screen share here. If you can download the information, put it on your phones or put it on your computers and have a backup, because sometimes the internet might collapse and then you'll be saying, well, now I can't study the Bible.
所以呢 Tim 他是非常建议我们大家哈，就是上到这个这现在被 highlight 起来的这两个网址。上面有非常非常多的课程文章内容，那希望大家呢可以把它 download 下来到你的手机或者是电脑里面，就是万一没有这种国际网络的这个连结了，我们依然是有这些教导的材料是可以自己可以阅读的。
Yeah, and we also have a backlog of books. I have some here with me in Thailand. We know Serena's got a whole lot in her office.We need to take care of those books as well because a time might come when, especially during the tribulation, we won't be here for the 7-year tribulation, but people will need to be able to study the Bible. So you need to look after your Bibles and look after any books that you have as well.
同时呢在我这边呢还有很多的书哈，就是如果有在台北的人可以跟我联络，就是想要拿到一些印好的书籍，我这边也还都有。
Yeah, because I imagine after the rapture, you know, the internet and technology might collapse pretty quickly because of the tribulation. So that's where, again, like books and things like that, they'll be very important for people that are looking for the truth.
因为假设当大灾难时期，那七年的大灾难时期到的时候，我们相信世界会更混乱，那这个网际网络可能就会停止了。所以那时候我们还是得要靠这些实体的书或者是我们自己的电脑里面存好的这些资料。那到时候呢基督徒已经被提了，但是还有很多人留在这个地上，我们还是希望这些资料能够被他们所阅读到，让他们可以得救。
And remember, with every day that passes, that means it's one day closer to the rapture for us.
所以呢我们要知道呢每一天过去我们就离这个被提的时间越近。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，我们今天就到这边，要现在大家低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time and the opportunity that we've had to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这样的时间跟机会，让我们可以研读你的话语。
We give thanks that your word teaches us about your plan and even about Satan's plan and how we can have victory in the spiritual life.
感谢天父教导我们你神的计划以及撒旦他的策略，让我们知道要如何在这个属灵的征战中如何可以得到最终的胜利。
We give thanks for your provision and protection in all things.
我们感谢神所提供给我们的保守。
And we give thanks for the confidence that we have in our eternal salvation and the coming day of the rapture.
我们期待的是我们未来将会来到的这个被提的时候。
So we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.